Hello. My name is Oscar, calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We are conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat, thank you so much, ma'am. In the upcoming March, Tampa will hold election for city council in May. How likely are you to vote in this election? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely.
How what? I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Yes. This upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor.
Mm-hmm.
How likely are you to vote in this election? Very likely.
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. Let's move on. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you, ma'am. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on
mail.
Election day? Mail?
Mail.
Okay. Thank you. Under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous election no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Election for the upcoming March 2020.
Very likely.
Very likely, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Yes, the right direction.
Right direction, thank you. Do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
Good thing, thank you. I think the thing now, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa?
Yes.
Or would you vote for someone else? Okay, re-elect.
Jane Castor.
Thank you.
I will vote for Jane Castor.
All right. In general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March city council races would you choose? One who opposes Mayor Castor on nearly every one of her programs and instead say the city council should have more power, or one who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda?
One who works with her.
Very well. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Would it be crime and public safety, flooding and the threat of the sea level rise? Too much
what
city
was
government.
That?
Yes. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Is it crime and public safety, flooding and the threat of sea level rise, too much city government spending, jobs and economic development, traffic congestion and conditions of the street, or affordable housing?
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know.
Don't know which one is the most important to you? In your own view and your own opinion? Don't know. Okay.
Don't know.
Very well. Let's move on. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. Here's the first one. What is your opinion of Bob Henriquez? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or just or very favorable?
Favorable.
Favorable, all right. What is your opinion of Guido Maniscalco?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. What is your opinion of Janet Cruz?
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. What is your opinion of Sean Shaw?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
Not correct? Or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What is your opinion of Orlando Gutierrez?
I have no opinion.
All right. Very well. What is your opinion of Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. What is your opinion on Jane Castor?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And what is your opinion on Sandy Merman?
Favorable.
Just somewhat favorable.
Yeah.
Is that correct? All right.
Yeah.
What's your opinion of Bill Carlson?
Sorry, I don't know him.
Don't know him. All right. What's your opinion on Lynn Hartek?
Don't know.
Don't know her? Okay. And what's your opinion on Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis, very favorable.
Very favorable, all right. And what's your opinion on the Joseph Citro?
Of what?
Joseph Citro.
I don't know him.
Don't know him, all right. Let's move on, thank you. Next, Mark, which candidate would you vote for if you had to vote in the election for mayor and city council today? For mayor, would you choose Jane Castor or Bill Carlson?
Jane Castor.
Jane Castor, okay. For City Council District 1, would you pick Sonia Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendening, or Chase Harrison?
Don't know. Too soon to know.
Okay, and in this one, we had to choose one in order to continue. So the candidates are Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendening, or Chase Harrison.
I can't choose one. None.
If you had no, I mean, if you were running out of time and you had to choose one?
I can't. I don't know them. I don't know anything about them.
None of them?
None of them.
Okay, let me repeat the names just in case. Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendening, and Chase Harrison.
I still don't know them.
How about City Council District 3? If you had to choose one, Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hartek, Jose Vasquez.
Janet Cruz.
All right. And on District 1, you said you don't know any of them, right?
No.
And if you had to choose one, just so we can continue, ma'am, which one would be?
I have no opinion.
All right. Let's see if we can move on.
Well, I can move on. Could you?
I know, but I mean, I need to choose one for District 1 in order to continue. It doesn't give me any other choice.
I don't have a choice.
Okay. Oof. I mean, I really want to continue serving and submit it for, you know, this
If you don't, I mean, I haven't had a chance to even study this or look into these people, so I can't really give you on a lot of it a good answer.
It's a pickle. I mean, and I don't have the option to say that I don't know. I mean, some of the surveys, they do have that option, but this one is, I need to choose one of the candidates.
Okay, so why don't we not do it at all, okay? Since I can't seem to meet your criteria, I'll pass, okay?
All right, ma'am, I understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.